Whoa. So this is Justin. God. Welcome to the podcast, CGP Podcast on Earwolf. Chris is out of town. Maya is here, guest hosting with me.
Yeah,
Maya,
that's
Sharma.
Right. I'm the second in command this time. No longer third is the worst. This time, second is the best. And it's me. I'm the second in command. I'm the co-host to the host today, Justin.
That was awesome.
Thank you. You know, Justin...
I was going to say that it's exciting today because you're getting married today.
Yeah, my wedding is later today. My wedding is later on today, yeah. And yeah. I'm really excited about it. I can't wait to get married today.
Mm-hmm.
But first I have to record this podcast, and also I have some nerves and doubts.
Yeah.
Oh, I wanted to ask you something.
Yeah.
Did you watch the live episode last night, Christy Cello's live episode?
Didn't get a chance to watch live, no.
All right, well, listen, I believe that you will. I believe that you will watch it on YouTube.
I appreciate it.
And I wanted to make a point of that.
Hey, I appreciate it. Let's get this show...
Started.
Drum, bass, vocals, triangle, bag.
And of course, the band manager.
Hey.
Okay, so the podcast is getting started. This is the companion podcast to the Public Access show that airs once a week on Wednesday nights at 11 p.m. Last night's episode of Christy Cello. Next week's episode features Martin Urbano. You can watch Christy's episode on YouTube right now. But right now we have a panel of comedians in front of us, funny people that we need to introduce.
I'm ready to introduce them.
Number one. Claire O'Kane.
Okay. Is this ranked? Are we ranked?
Number
this
one.
This is like a call sheet.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Great.
And this is just totally random.
And your rate is kind of different as a result.
Yeah.
Totally.
I'm SAG, so.
Yeah. Hey, same here.
Mm-hmm. Now, Claire.
In the guild. Locked in the guild. Claire. Claire.
Yes.
Claire, but you just got married.
Yeah, I did.
And I'm getting married
too.
Today.
I just heard. That's crazy.
Thank you so much.
I didn't hear about it anywhere else, which is weird.
Sometimes weddings are pretty intimate and private, and sometimes they're kind of public, you know. And, and I chose to have one that's very, very private. It's going to be me, my family, my husband-to-be. And I'm really curious to hear about your special day.
Sure. I can't wait to share it.
Wow.
Wait, do you want me to do it now?
If you could give me one,
okay,
in a word.
In a word, mystical.
Mystical.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great.
I'll take it.
Vibe-wise.
Max Wittert.
Hi, what the fuckers. Can I say things like that here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like branded content. Like other brands.
Like we can, this is all editable.
You're loving it or whatever.
You're loving it.
What was that?
Or like.
What product?
You're like eat fresh or whatever.
You can do that.
Which one is that?
That's Subway.
Subway.
I thought Subway was.
For Halloween, they should do like eat flesh. That'd be funny.
They'd draw it.
But they're doing it anyway with their ham or whatever. Did I tell you that I went vegan recently?
No, you didn't tell
me. Yeah, well, I am now, so. Thank you.
You haven't broken eye contact with me.
I really want to do my Chris Gethard. Wait.
Okay.
Hang on.
It's too much pressure.
Wait, what should I say?
Say, I wish I could be here today.
Hey guys, I wish I could be here today, but I'm not. I can't. I got other stuff to do. I'm getting my nails done.
That's really good.
Wow. And I got another kid on the way.
Oh,
congratulations!
So much more grizzled.
Yeah.
But that's what it's. What?
No, it's very close.
It's very close. Harry's loving it.
Harry's loving it.
Da 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 da.
Harry's loving it. You know, Max, you are an expert. Sorry, mm-hmm. I keep talking. You're an expert on marriage in a certain sense.
Yeah, yeah, on every level, yeah.
Exactly, and when I say a certain sense, I kind of
mean
on
every level.
capacity?
You wrote an article for The New Yorker all about kind of unconventional wedding styles for the modern woman.
Yeah, was that a modern whoever.
Yes, absolutely.
But a lot of it was female focused just because I just don't interact with a lot of grooms.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, yeah. Maybe you should start.
Why?
Well, because they actually, this is a perfect segue because they offer a unique perspective.
And that is called an underhand for you. That was a little underhand.
Thank you. Oh, thank you
so much.
Yeah.
Set up. I sort of set you, like volleyball, I sort of set you up to segue into another thing.
Or like
so you
in
can
baseball
spike it now.
To pitch it.
Yeah. Okay.
If you pitch it in baseball.
Yeah.
As well as another.
Yeah. Like an underhand pitch. Mm-hmm. Right. That's sort of, yeah.
And finally, our final guest of the day.
Finally, the end of the pod.
Number three, Ian Lockwood.
Thanks so much for having me. Thank you. So you're not going to use the segue?
Unique. Oh, right. A unique perspective comes from being a groom, and Ian Lockwood was just a groom 2 weeks ago.
Yes, it's true. Some would say that it's wedding season.
Yeah.
I would disagree.
Why?
I like to feel more special than that.
Right. You chose this weekend and in that way.
And in that way... it's about me. Mm-hmm. We got to choose this week, the September 21st. That's my anniversary. I'll listen to this
first
podcast
of,
if I ever
first day up. Of fall.
Actually, miss. I looked it up and actually
23rd. Right?
It's the 22nd or 23rd, and it can change.
Yeah, sorry.
Is there any? I was gonna say, is there any conflict here because you guys have anniversaries that are close to each other?
Claire, what's your anniversary?
Now it's September 7th.
Okay, so not that close.
No.
But still,
but I think
tension,
we're,
huh?
We're both outshined by
9/11.
9/11, yeah, 9/11. Exactly. Yeah. So,
and back to school.
Yeah. 9/11 and homework.
And give me a break with this
equally
stuff.
Equally tragic.
Yeah, no, yes.
Yeah.
You said it.
Yes. Yeah. So we've got a groom. We've got a bride, and we've got
an expert,
a journalist.
Oh, sure, yeah.
On some level,
yeah. I'm a journalist. Yeah,
Gonzo journalist, I would say.
What does that mean? I only know
a
the Muppet.
Weird
a
journalist,
weird, like an alt
alien.
He's funny.
Alt
right,
blue.
An alt right journalist.
Yeah.
Okay, I can take that.
Good.
Max Wittert, alt right journalist.
Put that on my annoyance website.
Oh, so true. Okay, so guys, listen. I'm married.
Wait, there's someone that just came into the room next door with a wire. Hi.
Hi.
I just thought we were supposed to acknowledge that.
I'm
not doing this right now. Shout out to Andy.
Yes, Andy.
Thank you, Andy, for the wire.
For listeners of the pod, I didn't know this in the past episodes I listened to. Harry is in a separate room through glass, and we can see him really sort of establishing a dynamic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, he is very much kind of the silent... he's a strong, silent type. Mm-hmm.
I was actually going to say, since Chris isn't here, I'm going to be more intrusive. I think we're past the time to be introducing, and we should move on to the next part of the show.
Why?
Okay. It's just I'm just producing. This is what that sounds like.
Okay, so
great.
We're going to talk about what, because we haven't even introduced, we haven't even talked about your fiance.
I'm embarrassed.
Your fiance.
I'm embarrassed to get married.
Your fiance Bradley.
It's pretty humiliating.
I feel nervous and I feel kind of doubtful. But I'm also so excited.
To be honest, getting married is so much attention. It's
kind too of, much attention.
Yeah.
Really.
And as entertainers, you'd think, oh, I Soak love this. No.
Mm-mm.
If anything, I hate it.
Yeah.
Well, because
yeah.
it's no artifice. It's just no, it's literally you.
And you are sincere as the day is long and hard. And it was...
For the 2 years that I was engaged, every time I would say the word fiance, which would come up a lot because I'd just be like, my fiance is at home, someone would interrupt what I was saying with congratulations, which was nice at first. And then after a full year of it was annoying.
Right,
Shout out to everyone who annoyed me by wishing me well.
And in that way, you're sort of an oppressed person.
Yes.
Yeah, think about it.
Yeah.
Well,
go ahead, Maya.
Thank you so much. My fiance is... his name is Bradley. We met on the pod.
Wow.
Cast.
What?
Cast. Podcast.
Oh, no.
You say first half of the word, I say second.
Okay. We met on the pod.
Cast.
And it was really...
interesting.
Wait.
So So Bradley, we went to a different planet at one point. We went to a planet called Planet Party Town.
We were on an alien planet for a little bit during the show, and we met Bradley, and Bradley introduced himself as the, I forget what it was. He's the frat master and the only boy in the theater program. And that's pretty much all we know about Bradley.
Yeah, Bradley, it's true. And it's pretty much all I know about Bradley, too.
So he seems to be very well-liked on his planet, also.
Yes, he's super, super popular. Like, and that kind of ties back to, like, he's really good at sports, and he is the only boy in the play.
So wait, how old is he in space years?
So these are the kinds of questions I haven't known how to ask, just because I think I'm so awkward in relationships. Mm-hmm. So this is a perfect example of, like, I need help from you guys to understand, you know.
So just to be clear, your framework for this relationship is sort of, like avoid communication.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, no, not even avoid, just, well, sort of.
Okay.
Yeah,
what
I don't
are other
know.
Things you want to know about Brad?
I don't really know anything about, like, his family or I've met his friends, but, like, not that much.
Okay, this is going to be a really fun wedding.
Right?
Yeah, totally.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be intimate and private.
You don't want to know everything before you get married. You want surprises.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
At the wedding.
Really? Did you guys have any surprises at your wedding?
Mine was really stupid. Well, my aunt, whose house it was at, just kept being like, I have a couple of surprises for you. And then, anyway, my aunt's surprise was that she got us a bunch of Lay's, Hawaiian Lay's.
Well,
so
that's kind of fun.
And it was nice.
Did that tie into the aesthetics of your sort of vision for the...
You know, there was no set tone or vibe or
so throwing in a little bit of Hawaiian pizzazz really didn't cause too much of a ruckus.
No, because I think flowers are just neutral in most cultures.
Gotcha.
And you know, you can just do whatever.
Not in my culture.
Okay. What's your culture, Max?
What's your culture?
It's not weird to ask.
Podcast culture.
What the fucker?
What the fucky?
I did have a surprise for my wedding.
What was your surprise?
I sang a song.
You did?
Yeah.
Was that a surprise to you?
To me, honey? Yeah, it was. It was a surprise to my fiance, my husband.
That's
excuse
nice.
Me. Mm-hmm. And it was the song Lover by Taylor Swift, which had only come out like 3 weeks before, which was fun.
And it's really, it's a good wedding song.
It's a good wedding song. And the gift, the surprise for him was both that I was singing and also for like months I had talked about jokingly that I would, but always said like it would be insane to sing at your own wedding. Like what a crazy attention grab. And so then doing it was very fun to be like, look how stupid this is.
Yeah, the look on his face.
I thought you were going to say the secondary surprise was going to be that like Taylor Swift showed up.
Yeah, that'd be so sick.
I actually said I wanted to invite Iron and Wine, because I love him, and that was the song.
Iron and Wine is one guy.
It's one guy,
yeah.
And I can get into it. But and also, I wanted to invite Lorde and Taylor Swift, but Jasper didn't. My husband didn't want me to because he said they would steal attention from him.
You know who was invited to my wedding?
Ooh,
almost.
Huh.
Wee Man from Jackass.
Ooh,
because Dan Licata put it in my husband's head. Hey, oh my God, Wee Man's gonna be in town the same time as your
the wedding. Wee Man is gonna be in town.
You would have been. And he almost came.
Wow.
That would have been so funny if he like broke his balls while you guys were.
Ants.
Snorted a bunch of ants. But Nick was gonna tweet at him and I said, not over my dead
right.
ass. So.
Ian, you gotta... So Nick killed you.
Yeah, I did.
Ian had a
spooky.
I'm going to talk about your violent surprise for your for your groomsman, because I was a groomsman and Maya was basically a groomsman.
I'm not clear on whether I was part of the wedding party or not.
Maya
was in
saying
some of the pictures.
She was the Let's mother of the bride.
Oh, right.
Which
was
cute. Nice.
You had a big gift for all of us. You don't need to talk about it if you don't want to.
No, I'd love to talk about it. I've gotten the flask before. Mm-hmm. I've gotten the nice bottle of liquor before as a groomsman gift. So I want to do something a little differently. And I gave a nice little monologue about sort of my grandmother's Scottish clan, the Drummonds. And okay, all right. I'll cut to the chase. I got everyone Bowie knives.
Oh, that's sick.
A lot of fun. But here's what happened. At the end, there was an extra knife left over. Now, when I gave the knives...
Oh, that was mine. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah. When I gave the knives away, I sort of had a camera on Maya, and I have the video, because I knew she would get scared and back up and be like,
scary.
No, no, no.
That's scary.
And so...
It's so funny to threaten Maya with a knife.
It's very funny. So I'm pretty sure that it was Maya who left the knife. I guess now's as good of a time as any.
No!
I actually happen to have it with me right now.
It feels like I set this up. I did not set this up.
Wait a second. This is scary.
Look how enormous this knife is.
Look, it's so big.
Wait, hold it.
Can I play with that?
You brought that on the subway?
No.
Do it in between your fingers.
Yeah.
It's sheathed.
It's an enormous knife.
It's beautiful.
Maya, do you want to describe the size of this knife?
It's as big as my top of my head to my chest boobs.
That could go straight through your belly button and out your back easily.
It's so sharp.
That's the first thing I thought.
Let me touch it.
Let him touch it. Maya, unsheath it.
Yeah, can you?
Toss it over here.
Okay, so unsheath it and toss it over here. Unsheathing a knife.
Please be careful. This is Harry again. Please be careful with the knife.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
We're unsheathing Ian's groomsman gift to us.
Okay. Oh, my God. And now...
It's ridiculous.
That's so fucked up.
It's so fucked up.
Yo, let me touch
that.
We
all have, and the best man at Ian's wedding, Eric, flew in from Vancouver, so he had to like,
she sheathed it backwards.
What?
Sheathed it backwards. Yeah. I know this.
Be careful.
She sheathed it backwards.
She sheathed it backwards, didn't she?
So go ahead.
Go for it.
I was just going to say, I have a couple of gifts.
Whoa. Oh my God, what?
Some of which were from my wedding gift bags.
Okay. So this is an unboxing episode.
So this is kind of an unboxing episode.
The theme of the episode is unboxing.
Just a couple of things here that I found in my bathroom that I decided I didn't need. Centrum Women's Daily Tablets. Does anybody need these, want these?
What do they do?
They can make you into a woman for one day.
Oh my God.
But just for one day.
Oh. And only if you're really, really nice.
And it's the type of woman you look like Laura Linney.
Oh.
So specifically, it's a Laura Linney
type woman.
Vitamin type
then pass.
Woman. Okay, great.
Okay. I might try that.
You would pass on being Laura Linney for a day?
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you not see her tits in Love Actually?
Oh,
no,
my God.
I didn't.
They are like really soft.
And they look really soft.
Okay.
So we have Mario Badescu drying lotion for your zits. These are specifically
Mario Batali?
Mario Batali's spaghetti.
Canceled chef
spaghetti
Mario Batali has ventured into
spaghetti.
This is for if you have zits that are like big but under that haven't come out yet.
Oh, I'll take this.
It doesn't work for my skin. Don't shake it.
Why?
Oh. You're not supposed to.
Well, then never mind. I don't want it.
Okay, great.
It looks like it's supposed to be shaken. If I can't shake that, forget it.
Next, we have True TV sponsored rolling papers.
Wait, do the papers have any sort of pattern on them?
No.
I'll take them anyway. That's really fun.
True TV is such a rock and roll network.
Yeah, they are.
You know.
Next, I have a CBD vape that I am afraid to use now because of, you know,
vape disease,
the deaths. But it is the Dosist.
That looks like a tampon.
Calm. It looks like a tampon, but
don't put it
up there. It's got mostly CBD, a little bit of THC.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to die anyway, right?
There's a lipstick stain on it.
So we're going to do this, and then we're going to go to calls.
Really?
Do you have more
we're
gifts?
Already at calls?
Well, just one more gift.
One more gift. Well, because we're switching out the format a little bit.
And these are pins that I made for my wedding of me as a baby.
Aww.
But these are prototypes, so none of them really can open, but... these are for you guys.
Thank you, Claire.
Thank you, Claire.
Ooh, can we get that sound? Can I get that sound clean?
You gotta bring the mic down. Bring the mic down.
And one.
Point it down. There
one,
we go.
Two, three. I think we got it.
Thank you, Claire.
Okay, so
what I'm getting from all of this.
From both the knife moment and this, like, giveaway, it seems that, like, I've missed out on a major aspect of weddings, which is gifting things to people.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, yours is a small, intimate wedding.
Yeah.
It's kind of just the gift you're all giving each other.
So I just don't think it comes naturally to you.
Mm-hmm. You're not very generous.
Yeah.
I asked to hold your knife, and you wouldn't let me, so.
Yeah, that's so funny. I've never thought about myself as being ungenerous. That's an interesting take.
You gotta try to be more giving.
You could try just letting me hold your knife and then just sort of take it from there.
Yeah.
Okay, actually,
Let's ask the callers. If
you... Okay, no, wait.
This is going to inform how I
do the call.
Okay. Well, now you know what? Your fate has been sealed.
Okay, Max has the knife.
I just want to let you know that for several years I trained with swords, so I know how to handle this safely.
What does that mean?
So I know how to handle this safely.
No, what does it mean that you trained with swords?
I took Iaido.
What?
Oh. Okay.
It's like Japanese knife.
Max, Charlie from Brooklyn.
Charlie,
talk to us about weddings. What do you want weddings to be like?
You know, I don't go to that many weddings.
Why not, Charlie?
Well, most of my family's out of state. You know, just it doesn't happen.
Okay. Well, what about if in your dream, in your mind's eye, sorry, I'm very distracted. Max is wielding the knife.
Sorry, carry on. I put it away. I put it away.
Oh, yeah, I'm worried about that.
Yeah.
Why?
Why are you worried? Liability issues, you know, with the studio.
Absolutely.
No one is within stabbing range of me.
I didn't think of this until...
What kind of insurance you got there?
Yeah, it is. I mean, look. See?
Okay, you're right.
I'm right-handed.
Yeah,
look,
Max is proving that they're not in stabbing range of anybody.
I didn't think of this until right after I handed the knife. I didn't have this thought in bringing the knife here. I don't want to be banned from Earwolf.
You won't be banned from Earwolf.
Why would it be you?
You're right.
Right, I'm leaving with it.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, it's Maya that's responsible.
Yeah, you're right. Ban Maya.
Well, it's also... Yeah.
It's actually Chris.
Yeah,
now that I think
that's
about it.
That's true.
Yeah.
Anything we do here can be blamed on Chris.
I love
Ben and Will.
Well, I hope we answered your question. Thank you so much for calling.
Wait.
Charlie. What? Okay, also, what makes a good wedding episode? Because I'm sort of obsessed with TV. I love wedding episodes. Jim and Pam's wedding, Phyllis and Bob Vance's wedding, you know?
The Office.
What was the viral song that they did the dance to at Jim and Pam's wedding?
I can't go on without you. No, that wasn't it.
Was it one moment?
I think it's like, hey, everybody.
I feel like it was, I got a feeling tonight's going to be a good night.
Yeah.
Right?
Harry, our producer, is pulling it up. He's pulling it up for us.
I think it was the Yellow Diamonds song.
What's that?
By Rihanna. Yellow diamonds in the sky.
I don't like that.
Okay.
Sounds like a carnival.
We do YouTube videos on the show.
Wait, sometimes we do YouTube videos.
That's cool.
Wait, yellow diamonds? No, it's not yellow diamonds.
It's just diamonds.
It's so
beautiful,
love
like
in a
diamonds
hopeless...
in the sky.
That, no,
he's
different
talking
songs.
About love in a hopeless
Lovely
place. They called it yellow diamonds.
Yellow diamonds.
Oh,
it's about to start.
Here we go.
Charlie, can you hear that?
Oh, yeah. It's not the Black Eyed Peas, but it is.
It's not the Black Eyed Peas, no.
Can
Who
we stop
is it?
This?
Max, why did you want to stop that?
I was drumming something up in me.
No, but that gives me a good idea for my wedding. I didn't come up with any kind of a flash mob.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
You can do a flash mob. Well, I have a knife now.
Charlie's mad.
So... You don't have a knife.
Knife mob.
Oh, I'm sorry. What is this in my hand?
No.
Am I mistaken? Am I not perceiving? Are you gaslighting me? Because I have a knife in my hand
Max
right
is
now.
Wielding a knife this whole time.
Anyway, I hope we answered your question. Wait, what was your question?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think he.
I didn't call him with a question.
Oh, you just came in a chat.
Justin's asking the questions, right?
Wait, I had to come into the studio, and you get to just come in and you just call from wherever you are.
Max, you can call whenever.
You can be on the pod anytime. Just call.
Okay.
The dynamic in this room is really, really fire and lit. Yay!
Charlie, do you have any final statements about weddings?
I don't know. Has anyone seen Oklahoma on Broadway?
Yes,
I'm going tonight.
Yes, it's so good. It's so good. And I don't like Oklahoma as a show in general, but this production is out of this
I hear
world.
It's dark.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Is it going to be weird to see with my dad?
There's a lot of really X-rated shit in that. So, yeah, that might be kind of weird.
It definitely is like...
All right.
It's pretty like alt. So, if your dad's hip, then maybe...
Pretty alt?
Alt, yeah.
Yeah, if your dad's sort of like a Dane Cook guy, he
okay.
might enjoy
it. Okay, this is an alt-right Oklahoma production.
Edgelord
Oklahoma.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks for
Enjoy
calling
the show.
In, Charlie.
All right, hell
Thanks,
yeah.
Thanks, Chuck.
Hey, yeah, I love the show. Okay.
Yeah, we love
All right, keep
him.
It up.
Chuck.
We
love
you.
Thank you,
All
Charlie.
Right, let's talk to Mikey from Alabama.
Hey, Mikey.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing?
Wow, from Oklahoma to Alabama.
Doing good. It's me. I'm the guy that always calls in and wants to make cartoons for sick kids.
Oh, yeah. I remember
yeah,
you.
We know so, you. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was wondering what you guys' love language is.
Great question. I don't know.
Blades.
To answer extremely sincerely, mine is actually words of affection, and my husband's is quality time, and I had to train him into saying nice things to me.
Yay!
That's nice.
And he's lovely.
I think mine's touch.
Nice. I would say mine is French.
And Spanish. Those are the romance languages. Come on.
What about Harry?
Harry,
love language.
Go.
Quality time.
Okay.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Justin.
And yet you've isolated yourself in your own chamber. Hmm. Interesting.
I'm trying to pipe in more, you know? I'm enjoying being here with all of you.
So, but you're piping in with words, so I would say you're actually words.
Remember that movie Bubble Boy?
Yeah. Yes.
Who's
I remember the commercials.
Actor in that?
Oh, yeah. Jake Gyllenhaal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal.
I thought you know what would have popped that bubble real good?
Stop!
Can you hear me? I'm sheathing the sword.
You can hear it, yeah.
Wait, hang on.
Wait, do it.
Wait.
Wow.
Oh, I also have a knife.
Fuck.
It's a 14-inch knife.
It's not 14
yeah,
inches.
Yeah, I have a knife as well.
You have a knife?
I brought a knife.
Yeah?
Wait,
show
it.
Pull it out. Take it out.
I've got it in my hand.
Really?
Make a noise with
Wait,
it.
Wait, make a noise with it into
yeah,
the
yeah,
phone.
Yeah.
Scrape it on the phone.
Well, I'm using my headphones. I'm using like talking in the headphones. So here, ching.
Yay! Yeah.
That was cool.
Okay,
that sounded fake.
Okay, so y'all want to get into marriage?
I actually really want to know Justin's love language.
No one's ever asked me that before. Kind of makes me think. Is thinking one?
Thinking is not a love language.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is. Thinking.
Yeah, it is.
I'm being bullied. What just
if
happened?
Yeah, if you're like hooking up with someone who's telepathic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, like Sabrina, the gym leader in Pokemon.
Sure. Sure. What? You know,
nice.
Whoever's the closest telepath to you.
Who would you have said? Who would you have said?
My aunt.
Michael, tell us about.
Yeah.
What makes a good marriage? What makes a good wedding episode? What makes a good wedding? What makes a good wedding episode?
Well, I'll just run through two things real quick that have been awesome at the last two weddings I've been to. The first one was they set up a bunch of candles around the wedding cake, and about halfway through the wedding, I was walking by the cake, and it just melted and fell. And I think it was from all of the... it was from all the candles and, like, the heat, I guess. And so everybody just looked at me, and I just stared at the whole crowd and walked back to the bar.
And that was and fun. So I think wait, that, back like, to the bar? So you came from a bar to the wedding?
No, there's Max,
no,
there
no,
bars
no, at wedding. It was an open bar.
There's a bar at the wedding?
There's an open bar at the wedding.
What's it, what pretty, was it called?
Yeah, open.
And Max, you're a wedding expert, right?
Gonzo.
No, so just memorable moments, really. Like, and then the second one is my daughter was the flower girl. She's 3, and she was a flower girl for my friend's wedding, and she was really good the whole entire time. And then as soon as the bride walked down the aisle, she jumped up out of the seat and ran up the stairs as the bride was like walking down. Totally disrupted everything.
That's
and
punk as fuck.
I just think it's like
Yeah,
memorable moments like that at a wedding, I think that really makes it
makes
special.
It. So,
yeah. Mm. I was just going to say I had a memorable flower girl moment, so I think specifically people will remember flower girl moments.
What happened with your flower girl?
Nick's niece, you know, walks ahead of me, puts the flowers down, but then kind of in the middle of the aisle, she kind of stops and then just kind of starts putting the flower petals on top of each other delicately to kind of make kind of a little pile.
Artist.
And everyone's laughing, yeah. And I'm like, move over, bitch, you know? Move, bitch, get out the way.
Get out the way.
Get out of the way.
She definitely would have Day moved if you had a big knife.
Taking it out.
It's so
it's not that sharp.
Song. It's what? Really sharp.
No, it's not. Look.
Stop. Oh, my God. Max just touched the blade of the knife.
That song.
Okay. All right. Not sharp.
I've got my knife, too. I've
you got
my
your knife?
You don't have to stop.
Yeah, I got my knife.
Don't hurt yourself.
And so, no, look, that song Move Bitch by Ludacris and Mystical, there's a part where Mystical says that his tour bus is going to run you over if you don't move out of the way, and he's just sitting in it. So, you know, there's like, I imagine no driver, and just somebody walks in front of it and boom, you should have moved, bitch.
Move, bitch.
Do you think that Mystical is a good wedding?
Wedding singer?
That's
my love language. That's my love language.
Mystical?
Mystical.
Did he do a shake your ass?
Watch yourself.
That's like,
watch yourself.
Yeah, and also, danger.
Danger.
Yeah. I'm so glad we could connect about this.
My love language, no one asked. My love language is
no one
gifts.
Asked me either.
Oh
gifts.
Oh, gifts. I do that too.
Mm-hmm. It was so this rocks.
So it really means a lot that you gave me this knife.
Mm. What?
It really means a lot to me that you gave me this knife.
No, then. Receiving gifts is my love.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like the fact that you gave something up for me and we barely even know each other. I mean, that's huge.
I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Wait.
I guess you and I are really, really close.
Yeah.
I feel weird.
Did we answer the question?
Cloud.
What?
Excuse me?
What was that?
Square cloud. Turn into a square cloud.
Oh, yeah,
This is a reference to an episode that we did a couple weeks ago. It's a callback for your eagle
listeners.
That was
amazing.
Square cloud. I would say that was the... don't tell anyone I said this. That was the best video of the day. That when you,
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Wait. What was your name again?
It was... Michael from Alabama, want to draw cartoons for sick kids.
Michael from Alabama, want to draw cartoons for sick kids. Can you do a callback to the episode I was on?
Is this Justin? I can't tell y'all's voices apart.
Our voices sound
Next
alike.
Next caller, please.
Oh, no, we're not going to do the thing where we try to figure out if it's Justin or the other person.
No, that's also a callback. Thank you.
We can do that.
Mikey is on it today.
Oh, my God. Chris. Yep. Chris, welcome. And hey, guys, how's it going? Hey, it's Chris.
That's so, it's that so almost, good. I don't know, it's got so a little good. Like Harvey Fierstein in it.
Does this sound like me?
So, Michael, was that Chris?
Nice. I don't think I'm on the line anymore, am I?
Yeah, you're on the line.
Michael's on the line.
Oh, awesome.
So you want to leave?
That was... No, I did. It beeped, so I thought it would cut me off.
Beep.
But we might.
But actually, we are going to leave you, Mikey. But thank you for calling. And right. If you think of a callback to Max's episode, I guess tweet it.
Yeah. Also, I just want to say that, like,
yeah, me too.
You can get more kids sick, and that way you have more kids to, like,
make
draw things for.
I'm not going to be the one drawing. I actually just need people to draw so that I can put the kids' voice to the cartoons.
Right.
Oh, yeah. That's
I'm
right.
sorry.
That
Wait, your what? You're
that was on my episode.
Are
that's
paying
a callback.
These kids?
That's a callback.
That's a callback. You know,
Max wants to know if you're paying the kids.
Are you paying these kids?
Great question.
No, they their parents get paid by being able to hear their voice after they die.
Oh,
right, that's the
Lord,
idea.
Have
the
idea. Mercy okay. in heaven
that's
above
really
where the children will
yeah.
go.
All right, well,
it'd be non-profit.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Mikey.
Mikey, thanks for
guys.
Calling.
I love
call
that
back
idea.
Anytime. We love you, Michael.
I still love that idea.
Let's go to Tim from Ithaca.
Can I ask the next wedding question?
Yes.
Am I ready? Am I good to go?
Yeah.
Hey,
Tim, how's it going?
Well, I'm having a good day. How
Tim,
are you all?
Let me ask you this. Are
Yes, okay.
Are Jim and Pam goals, or is Jim actually a toxic asshole?
No, fuck Jim.
Everybody thinks that now.
Jim.
It's 2019. Fuck
office.
Jim.
You never seen The Office, Max?
No.
Fuck.
Not even on
What's
accident?
What's the name of the bar at the wedding? I can't
Good.
Get over that.
Tim, thanks so much for calling in.
No, Tim, I have a question. I'm starting to think that I got this all wrong. I had a moment with Max earlier that was really, really sweet. And I kind of, I'm not sure about, I feel weird about my fiance, Bradley. Can you say anything that would make me want to get married to my fiance later today?
Jim hung up.
That was Tim.
Oh.
Tim hung up.
Oh.
That was rough.
He did
okay.
not
rough.
Like this.
No. Wow. This is good. I feel really good.
Yeah. Good. Okay. Yeah.
Wait, no, now that totally. Actually, I was here to see the tension and vibe between you and Max, and I hate to make this awkward, but don't. Okay, never mind. I won't say it.
Just say it to me.
Okay, Justin. Did you feel that?
Yeah, there was like a
there was
palpable.
Like really, and I know you
tension.
met Alien.
Yeah, I met Bradley. Yeah.
How was? Did
it was not like this.
Yeah.
It was not as like this feels like chemicals.
Like this was something I've never felt before. By watching something. Yeah.
I've never felt this. Just you.
Could you guys hear?
Oh
that?
Yeah. Sorry. What's up?
Oh no.
Claire,
no, yeah,
were you
up?
Leading up to your wedding like unsure at all? Like even the slightest tinge of cold feet?
No.
Yeah. You must have gone through some of this.
I had like the slightest tinge of just like, am I sure? And then immediately, like day was great. And then since I've been so confident.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean the other day on the toilet, I was like. No, should I have gotten married so young? And I'm like, oh, yeah, who cares? Who cares?
Then he pooped and it was fine.
And then it went.
Can I ask your age, how young you got married?
I'm 29.
Got it. I'm 26, so.
Oh, wow, so you're even young.
So I fucked up. Hell.
I think I've had all the sex with all the other people I want, unless, you know, we open it up.
It's how old are your husbands?
28.
35.
Okay, you guys are giving me different numbers.
That was so funny.
So, what?
That was so funny.
Thank you.
What's the name of the bar?
What?
What was the name of the bar?
What was the name of the bar?
I like that.
So, I think we're going to go ahead and take a break and then jump back in and try to get these guys married.
Why?
Oh, yeah, my wedding is happening.
Why are we taking a break?
So let's go ahead and take a little break.
Oh.
All right. Maya just took she did not do this, but she might have taken a hit of the CBD vape. And how was it?
It's funky.
It tastes like weed.
No, Canada, sorry.
Really? I hate weed.
Sorry. There's just a little bit of THC in there.
Wait, is there?
No, I don't know.
Go in the sleep. really, it makes you calm.
It's calm.
So after we went to the Planet Party Town, we decided to name our weekly segment after Planet Party Town. So this wedding is going to happen in Planet Party Town, in the bit, if that makes sense.
So the bit is called Planet Party Town, and it will also be taking place on Planet Party Town. Is that correct?
Yeah. Well, let's go to the theme song.
I am drowning because I wasn't thinking. My hubris has caught up with me. There's no light that I can see. I'm just going deeper into the abyss. What's that I feel? It must be Dev's kiss.
No, it's God. Telling you things are okay.
Okay.
It feels like the end, but there's actually another day. I say there's a plan for people like you and me. There's a town where the people party. Planet Party Town.
I mean, unbelievable.
Planet Party Town.
Somebody gotta get this wedding started.
Oh my God, I'm so nervous.
I forgot everything.
Holding the knife.
Okay. I'm really nervous about this wedding, and it's been really helpful to hear your experiences, to hear how it's been good for you and how the wedding went fine. And I feel like I just need to go through with it. I just need to do the wedding.
Yeah, go ahead.
Ian, can you go?
Oh, yeah, you've been... I could tell you were mad at me. So.
Yeah, I've been pissed off at you the whole time.
Yeah, thanks for having me on as long as you didn't. And I'll see you guys later.
See you later.
Bye.
Wait, look who's walking in here. It's your fiance, Bradley.
Oh my God, Bradley.
Hey, babe, what's up?
How are you?
Wow.
Hey, so nice to meet you guys.
Nice to meet you.
And who's ready to have a freaking wedding, dude?
Let's do it. Yeah,
Brad, what do you think I should call my new knife?
Oh, that's sick, dude. On Planet Party Town, we actually... We think it's actually really disrespectful to name objects.
Because I was thinking Marty.
Actually, that's pretty good.
Morty?
Yeah, go with
Marty.
Like Rick and Morty?
No, like Martin Sheen.
Okay.
Maya, you look freaking beautiful.
Thanks so much. You probably shouldn't be seeing me, but I don't care.
Hey,
I guess.
Sorry, Brett. Do you mind if I take your little wife away real quick? Just to have a little conversation. Really?
Sure, yeah. No worries.
Sure. Maya. Oh, by the way, will you be my, what's it called? First lady?
Yeah, whatever. Maya, okay, I just have to tell you, are you sure you want to do this? I mean, you know, I trust you and everything you know to be right. Yeah. And, you know what you want for you. Best.
Yeah, totally.
Lee. But, do you really want to be with this guy?
I think I really do, but I'm not sure.
Oh,
I think I really do.
Well, maybe ruminate on the not sure part just for a little bit longer.
Because I like that we, met and that, we got along, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if I'm going to spend my entire life waiting for Mr. Right, am I going to end up feeling really bad?
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I have to get back to my wedding. Yeah, thanks for being my... woman in charge.
Yeah, I'll see
you. Hey, babe.
So what's up? We all know how weddings start. They start with a proposal. We see Maya and Bradley on the F train.
Hi.
Hey, Maya. There's something I've been wanting to ask you.
Okay.
And here I go, getting down on the knee. Maya, you mean so much to me. I love you so freaking much, and I can't even put into words. It's sort of like, well. You've talked to me a lot about communication, sort of like expressing my feelings. And while I feel that I'm not quite there, I now know that when you come home from work, I should pause my game and I should just sort of focus on you for at least 10. And then you're going to go on your computer and then I can do my game. But what I'm trying to say is...
Yes?
Will you freaking marry me and make me the happiest guy on planet Party Town?
Oh my God, on the F train?
On the F train.
You just asked me to marry you on the F train?
Well, yeah, it's our special spot.
Is it?
Yeah, this is where we got Joe's Pizza and you said you didn't like it.
Oh yeah, that did happen. That was a couple weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah.
Excuse me, sorry.
It's okay.
It's fine.
The next stop is Delancey Street.
Listen, Bradley, this is my stop.
Please stand clear of the closing doors.
Listen, Bradley, this is my stop, so I gotta get off.
Hey, I'm a Subway performer. Let me do a little dance for you.
Please stand clear of the closing doors.
I'm gonna do a little dance for you.
But the answer is yes, a million times yes. I wanna marry you, Bradley. I wanna make the end of the rest of our lives be as good as right this moment.
I'm standing in the door, I'm getting crushed.
She said yes! So then we go to the bachelorette party. We see Maya and Claire in the ladies' room at a Las Vegas casino.
Woo, bitch! This has been so fun.
Thanks for lending me your vape and letting me use it as a tampon.
Yeah, no problem. I hope you don't get something weird up there.
Another round of lychee martinis, ladies.
Yes!
Bathroom service.
Oh my God, I love lychees to squish in my mouth.
I do. I love. And what a spiky fruit.
It's spiky, mm-hmm. And you wouldn't know it.
Mm-hmm. I'm terrified to get married. I
know, I can tell. I can tell you've been shitting this whole time.
Yeah, I'm shitting bricks over here.
I know, not even lychees.
No, nothing squishy like a lychee. Only it's hard like a brick.
Hard gold brick.
I've been having gold brick poops.
Okay, so what are you going to do now? What do you want to do now then?
I don't know, Claire. I'm in two minds about it because on one hand, Bradley has been nothing but there for me and
yeah.
And since we met, it's been the most amazing month of my life. Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure if that's because of him or because I started a new medication and it's been really helping me out.
What kind can you tell me?
I've started taking Vyvanse and I'm able to just do
that makes,
more.
That's actually known as the marriage drug. Oh my God!
Room service in the bathroom.
Yeah, come on.
Hey, did somebody order a fireman?
Oh! Surprise! Surprise, Maya!
Time to put out the fire by taking my clothes off.
Oh my God, wait, yes! I love this,
ladies.
What's your name?
Joe. The fireman.
Now, the bachelor party. We see Bradley, Max, and a caller in a private box seating at To Kill a Mockingbird. The bachelor party.
So you're in a private box at To Kill a Mockingbird seeing the play To Kill a Mockingbird.
Caller.
And caller.
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for being my co-first man. This play is so freaking dark. Wow. There's a lot of...
Is it? I thought this was a comedy.
There's a lot of X-rated shit in
this. In my class earlier, I was just wondering if it was at the desk. If not, I'll email it here.
Wait, you need an email? What?
not talking to us.
Oh.
I don't want to if there's I was just gonna email my teacher. I was just stopping by.
Wow, this is an amazing play. I don't remember this in To Kill a Mockingbird.
John, you're the funniest freaking dude I know. You're the life of the party, and I love your energy.
Caller.
All right, chapter four. Now it's 5 minutes before the wedding. The caller is gone. It's a split screen. We see Maya and Claire in the ladies' room at the venue. 5 minutes before the venue. Before the wedding.
This is it.
Okay.
Are you so excited?
I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I mean, you know, after you talking to me about Bradley a little more, about the month you spent together, I think I approve.
And listen, if it doesn't work out, I'll get divorced or an annulment.
Yeah.
Max,
yeah.
Bro, can you help me with getting my underwear on?
Yeah, sure. Let me get my knife.
Can you hear that?
Wait a second. Through the vents?
Yeah, wait.
Wait, I feel like I can hear something through the vents. Anyway, can you help me with my underwear?
Listen,
and
I gotta
it
ask
on?
You a question before you put your underwear on.
Sure. What's up?
Do you...
Wait, should I take my Donald Duck shirt off or no?
No, leave that on.
Okay.
I don't want to see something like that. So, I don't know, I've been thinking about it. Do you really want to marry this Maya girl? I just get weird vibes from her.
Maya?
Maya?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess she's always yelling at me, and she is always sort of, she's turning on the hot water, and she goes, it's too hot. And I say, well, don't turn all the way. And she says, you should call the building manager. Oh, and
you know that's a sign that she's cheating,
right? Is
that
true?
What?
Yeah.
Is that true?
I think so.
Is that true?
Damn. I'm going to close the vent for 1 second.
Yeah, sure.
Do you hear that?
That no. is true.
Yeah.
That is true. I do that.
So you do the hot water thing.
I do that. And I'm not yelling at... Well, I guess I am yelling at him, but it's only because, like, I want him to stop playing games and then I want to go on the computer.
Well, it seems like Max is trying to, like, fuck this marriage up.
Right, but isn't that also weird? Because, like, I've been vibing with Max and then he was, like, he called me that Maya girl. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's really weird.
See, the underwear just won't go on.
Wow, this is crazy. It's almost like you intended for... me to, like, have to force this underwear onto you?
Listen, dude, I don't know. Things get crazy in the bachelor suite.
Chapter 5, the ceremony. We see Maya and Bradley at the altar, all wedding parties, party members at attention.
And Justin is the officiant.
love is love is love, and I love that shit. Oh. All right, sorry, I'm fucked up. Let's do this. Let's do this.
Thanks, Justin.
So, Maya, wait, no, I gotta ask the question first. Are there any objections to this wedding?
Yeah, actually.
Oh my God, what? I knew it.
Max. Yeah.
Wait, who's objecting? Wait, identify yourself. Raise your hand.
Hi, I'm Max. This is my knife.
Stop. Okay.
Max, what are you doing?
Whoa.
You guys asked me if I had any issues with this marriage, and I do.
I didn't ask.
Okay.
Yes.
Justin asked.
Okay.
And I do.
What's your issue?
I knew it.
There are no vegan options here.
Ah, damn.
No, we did. We did pasta primavera.
That had cream in it, doesn't it?
Yeah, shit.
Oh,
that
had cream no.
I forgot vegan is...
It's no cream.
It's no animal products at all.
What's an animal product?
Wait, there was cream in that? No.
Bradley!
Oh, no. Is there a doctor? Is there a doctor?
No. Yeah, I'm actually a doctor.
Claire, MD.
Here I go putting my hands around your throat to help you.
Trying to push out the cream.
and I threw up.
Oh,
wow, that
man.
Actually worked.
Well. Wait, that got in my mouth.
Oh,
oh
no.
Claire, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'll give you the Heimlich maneuver.
With your knife.
With the knife in my hand.
Oh
my God, she gave birth.
Oh my God, we have a flower girl. Do something funny.
Everybody, yeah.
Flash mob. Singing, baby.
Everybody,
yeah.
Maya, I organized this flash mob for you, babe. I love you so much.
You got a flash mob at the wedding. You are perfect. And Max, you can keep my knife because I'm getting married to Bradley.
I know.
Hey. Do you take these people to be these people for each other?
I do.
I got to say yeah.
Bradley, kiss.
Where were the I didn't see the rings.
Oh, 1 second.
Oh, yeah, where
the rings? Oh, here's the ring. Boink.
Whoa, and I'm running for it, and I made the catch.
There
we
go.
Give me my ring.
Huh.
Where'd it go?
It's still up in the air.
Oh.
We're at the reception. It's a split screen. We see Maya and Claire in the ladies' room of the reception hall, and we see Bradley and Max at the bar.
Oh, that was so great. That
what is the name of this bar?
Yeah, I know.
I love this place. And there's cake here.
This is funny.
What's the name of
you'll
that
see,
bar over there?
You'll see on the plaque here, it says it's called the Space Bar, which I thought was very
space
funny.
Bar.
That's so funny.
That's
wait,
actually,
why is
I
that
don't
funny?
Get it.
Because it's, because, because the, it's, in, because
it's
we're.
It's just kind of like on a computer. And they're also in space.
Sure.
I guess it just has the
you
cadence of a
joke. You sort of seem like you're being caught in a lie right now.
Okay, I'm going to go eat the pasta primavera.
Okay, but
it
be
looks
careful.
So
God,
and also,
I'm so fucking wasted because I couldn't have anything to eat.
I had to get these underwear off. They're so tight.
Oh,
Claire,
my gosh.
Thanks for being
wow.
my best
I'm
lady.
Not drunk
yeah,
enough
anytime.
To help with that.
I mean, I'm sorry. I was such a bitch.
Here,
earlier.
Let me use my
no,
knife.
No, listen. Okay, when you thanks. Tried to kill Bradley, I saw right through your act. I saw that you tried to kill Bradley.
Yeah.
Don't take out the knife, Max.
Will you be my.
I have to help
the
take
god,
his underwear off with the knife.
Parent to my newborn?
You come to me on the day of my wedding.
Hey, folks. Yes! It's Justin. I'm also the DJ, and it's time for the first dance. Fucking hate my life. Okay, let's start the song.
I love that song.
Let's start dancing. Don't even pay
oh,
attention to it.
Oh, it's our first dance.
Maya, it's our first dance
it's
song.
It's our first dance.
Why do they get to dance first?
Bradley.
They just getting married.
And we're whispering this
yeah.
into each other's ears.
Yeah, right. Our faces are close and this is whispered.
Yeah.
Bradley, you look really great in these pants. I feel like your pants fit really well.
Thanks. Wouldn't you like to know what's underneath them? Just kidding. I'm just trying to make you laugh for the pics.
I can't hear what you're saying, because you're whispering.
Maya, there's something I've been wanting to talk to you about.
Okay.
I want...
What? Say it!
What are you saying?
What are you saying?
Speak up!
Maya, do you really game? Because you identify hard as a gamer girl and you talk a lot about it, but I've never seen it.
That's not fair. That's not fair to ask me on my wedding day. And yeah, I consider myself a gamer girl.
You have Sonic
and, yeah.
and Tails
Did he
pins.
Just call you gay?
One second. Wait.
Oh, sorry. I think I have a phone call. Is there a caller?
I love this
There's
song.
A caller. Oh, I need to take up this phone call. Hello? Hello?
Caller.
Oh, it's another spam call. Okay, you guys can keep whispering to each other.
Thanks, Matt. Matt.
It's Max.
Oh.
How was the wedding?
Wow, it was a great wedding.
Wow. Wait, that's the end of the wedding? It's over in a flash. It's like... You spend so much time planning it. You spend so much time worrying about it. And then it's just over and it's just done.
And now you have to go on your honeymoon. Bye.
Well, you might see the honeymoon after the episode.
Oh.
Why not now?
Because we got to record it.
I think I'm having a postpartum depression.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
That sucks.
Sounds like
I'm
the
Vyvanse. Go.
Yeah.
What do you think it's the Vyvanse?
I think it's the Vyvanse. So, oh, sorry. I got to give my baby some Vyvanse.
So you can turn into a woman. Wait, is that the same stuff that you're talking about? No, different pills.
Well, at the end of the day, no matter how I'm feeling right now, I'm really, really, really thrilled to be around all of you people.
Which of us specifically?
Yeah.
Number one, Claire O'Kane.
Thank you.
Anything to plug, Claire?
You can catch me on Insta, Claire is O'Kane. You can catch me on Twitter, Baby's First Gun. That's about it.
And Claire, did you learn anything about weddings? Learn anything about weddings here?
Tonight?
Yeah, tonight.
Tonight.
yeah, I did.
3 p.m.
I think I learned that the best part of a wedding is the afterbirth and when everybody gets to pass that around and kind of, you know, volley it around. That was really cool.
That was really fun.
Yeah, that was super fun.
And also, Claire's going to be hosting an episode of CGP coming
yeah,
up.
I yes. forgot.
October
30th. The night before Halloween.
Halloween. That's so
scary.
Fucking freaky.
Yeah.
And number two, Matt Witter. Matt, anything coming up to plug?
Not that I can think of, Jasmine. I have a solo show called Max Wittert. Max, weird, I know,
no,
not my
that's
name,
cool.
but Max Wittert.
I think it's funny.
That's actually
Portrait
funny.
Of the Artist Seated with Grapes coming up for the New York Comedy Festival on November 4th. And I would say... No, it's okay. Quiet. And then I would say that I'm definitely on Instagram
yeah.
at Max Wittert, on Twitter at Wax Mittert. And I would also say that my favorite part, I think the best part of a wedding is the best part of getting married is Folgers in your cup.
Wow. Yeah, I loved that part. And number three, Ian Lockwood, Bradley.
Hey guys, it's Bradley. And if you want to come to Planet Party Town to see my level one improv show, I'm really excited about it.
Hey, guys, this is Ian. Can I come back in the room?
Yeah, Ian, come on in.
You're interrupting Bradley's plugs. But...
Oh, sorry, Bradley.
Anything to plug, Ian?
Yeah, I have two great shows coming up on October 18th. I'm doing my monthly show at the BCC. It's called Hot Teens. I host it with show fave Mary Houlihan. She's incredible. We have a great show. And then on October 27th, also at the BCC, where Maya, Justin, and I are doing this incredible musical called Mistress Bait, written by the beautiful Sophie Zucker. I think that was her helping you sing the theme song?
Oh, no.
No? Okay, I mean, I was wrong.
But at some point, she has in the past.
Yeah, absolutely. And
sorry, I'm fucked up.
I'm mad at you. But and that's going to be really good. I'm the best in the show, a lot of people said.
What do you like about the wedding, Ian? Oh, you weren't there.
Oh, your wedding?
Mm-hmm.
I called in, so I listened.
Oh, that was you.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was really cool. I liked when Bradley said that you had Sonic and Tails pins on your dress, because it was kind of a throwback to my wedding. I had the wedding amiibo of Bowser and Mario holding hands on top of my cake.
The cake topper. Yeah.
Really?
It was so cute.
They were really cute. I'll show pics.
Yeah, I'll show you.
Thank you. And my name's Maya Sharma. And in order to do my plugs, I'll have to start at the very beginning. Animal Show is next week. That's a show I host with Justin and David Steele at The Well. That's when? It's the 8th?
October 8th.
October 8th at 8:30. We got a killer lineup. Definitely come check that out if you are in Brooklyn. And you can catch me. At Good Job Maya on the social stuff. Oh, and this week I'm the employee highlight at my job. So they did a little bio on me.
Oh, nice. Aww.
It's this podcast. We're doing a highlight.
The employee highlight. Anyway.
I highlight a different person every week. It's usually me or Chris.
Yeah.
Harry's trying to get it. He hasn't been able to.
Yeah, he doesn't get the employee
Harry
highlight.
Behind the glass.
Harry, do you have anything to plug?
Yeah, just listen to this podcast on Fridays on Earwolf.
I think they're already doing that.
We'll just continue to.
Preaching to the choir, Harry.
Please.
Preaching to the choir.
You're behind the glass for a reason.
Yeah.
Justin, you out. And number eight, Justin.
Yeah, I don't have anything to plug besides this podcast. We have Animal Show next week, a monthly show that we host. And, you know.
Justin, are you going to be on the next season of Crashing?
So Claire, unfortunately, Crashing did end.
What?
I was in the series finale of Crashing. I know it sucks.
Claire,
Crashing back.
Don't be sad. Keep in mind, you just had a baby.
I did. Aww.
Yeah, and we have a song we're gonna throw to. We gotta put it in and post. I forgot to send it.
We miss you, Chris. And tune in next week for Martin Urbano.
Yeah. And to the live show. But yeah, we're throwing through the song Bad Kisser by Wet Mud. We'll add it in post. I forgot to add it, and we'll probably cut the part where I said we forgot to add it in post. But Wet Mud is a great band, and they have a song called Bad Kisser, and we're going to play that at the end of this episode.
Great.
Is that the end?
Slow ride.
Yeah, and tune in next week for more show.
Chickies.
Don't get married.
Wow.
Max, were you paying attention?
I thought you were funny. Practiced self-aware. Didn't see it coming when you leaned to share. You're spit like a smoker in my open mouth. Your tongue like an earthworm digging its way down. Your tongue touched my tonsils. Your teeth tasted old. Your eyes stayed wide open, unblinking and cold. Your lips like two leather, rat tails tied together to suck in your victim.
You have to press slightly left of the button if you want to get it.
What?
On the kiosk, if you want to hit the a button.
Sorry, I was distracted. I was thinking about all of the horrible things going on around the world.
Yeah. No, it sucks. Yeah.
I'm a humanitarian, by the way. I don't know.
I didn't know that about you.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I'm really.
What's your favorite cause, Bradley?
I think that, I guess for me, it's that comedians should be able to sort of say whatever they want.
You said it was a button to the left?
Yeah, you gotta go slightly to the left of it. Man, I tell you what, I'm excited to get on this airplane.
Don't touch my butt.
Sorry.
Don't touch my
Why?
Butt like that. Well, just not in public.
Okay, but we're married.
Wait a second, did you call it an airplane?
Yeah, an airplane. Why?
No reason, I just...
What?
My dad's name was Airplane. No,
really?
My dad's name was Plame, and we used to say Airplane to him. But my dad was a mean, mean drunk.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I don't think there's anything like that on Planet Party Town.
What's your dad like? I didn't see him at the wedding.
Oh, we don't have parents so much. We're born... It's a hive.
So, like, you have a queen?
Yeah, she's pretty cool. Why do you look so mad?
You're still touching my butt.
Yeah? Sorry.
I asked you not to.
Okay, well, I just said queen, and I was like, you know, yeah, yes, queen, right? Touch your butt.
Bradley, also, I just wanted to let you know, we can't have the cast party at our house.
What?
We can't have the cast party at our house.
Who's going to have... is Ryan going to have the cast party? Who's supposed to have the cast party?
No other boys in the theater department.
I know. Ryan's on tech. What am I... He can't have the... And none of the girls' parents are going to let them have the cast party.
Why not?
Why are you doing this?
No, because...
Why are you doing this?
Don't cry.
I'm not trying to cry. I'm trying to have a discussion.
You said it was the button on the left?
Yeah, you have to hit... No, you have to hit slightly left of whatever button you want to choose.
I don't think the button on the left does anything.
Can we just have the cast party?
No.
Why?
Because I'm on my period tomorrow.
Babe.
I mean, I'm on my period next week.
Babe. You know I don't care if you're on your period.
Attention, the flight departed a couple minutes ago.
Did someone just say, attention, the flight departed a couple of minutes
yeah,
ago?
Yeah, someone from really far away, I think.
Sorry, I don't work here. Sorry.
Okay.
What flight?
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know. I just came up here. There was a microphone. I just spoke into it.
Okay. And how can you hear us?
I gotta go.
This isn't working out how I thought it would work out.
This isn't working out how I thought it would work out. Here's to you, Mrs. Robinson.
Hey.